My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
8 o'clock hour Thursday edition as we try to get you to the weekend as quickly as possible. Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, and our Cowboys insider and high school football lover, Bobby Roberto Belt. And every year, it's a segment I look forward to. We get a ton of great reaction to it. You can text in your high school football questions, tweet them, YouTube and Twitch for Pat Doney, NBC5, joining us on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Good morning, Patrick. How are you?
Hey, good morning, boys. It is one of my favorite days of the year. I mean, high school football is back tonight, and, man, we are loaded once again. North Texas, some amazing teams, some amazing programs, and I can't believe it's back. I mean, the games are back tonight, boys.
Start us off with the matchups that are standing out and the coverage you guys are going to have over there on TV. Who do we need to be looking out for matchup-wise?
Well, matchup-wise, there are some amazing games already right off the bat this weekend, and that starts with our big game Friday, game of the week tomorrow night. That is Argyle taking on Frisco Lone Star. It's at Toyota Stadium, the home of FC Dallas. There's going to be a big crowd out there. And as we do every year on NBC5, I'm going to be live at a different big game every single Friday. We try to get to as many different parts of the DFW Metroplex as possible and see as many of the good teams as possible and great matchups. That's absolutely going to be one. Tomorrow night, there's also another amazing matchup between Alito and Denton Guyer, and that's actually going to be our game of the week on our Inside High School Sports Show, which is on NBC5 as well. You can catch 30 minutes of high school football coverage every week at 10 a.m. on NBC5, and then it re-airs again on Sunday nights at about 11:30. But I mean, Sean, so many good teams in our area once again. I mean, the storylines are unbelievable again. And if you're good, man, I'm ready to go. I'm just going to give you some of the things you need to know about this upcoming season if you're ready to rock. You ready for me?
Real quick, I just got a quick question. Like, because I know, like, they a couple years ago they changed the classifications. They added 6A. How many DFW schools are still in 5A? Like, is there a lot of them, or are they mostly 6 now?
Yeah, you know, I don't know the answer of how many there are, but there are quite a few. And there are some really, really good programs in both 6A and 5A. And, in fact, I think there are going to be championship-caliber teams, and I would not be surprised if there are state title winners in both 6A classifications and the 5A classifications here in DFW, because it's loaded. And the thing is with these realignments that are happening year to year, I'll give you a great example. Like, it's every couple of years they have the realignment, and Highland Park, for example, has moved back down from 6A to 5A now. So they're back into state title contention at 5A, where they were a really, really good team in 6A. And so then you have a program like Anna, who won a state championship in 4A last year. They're now up in 5A. So it's a little bit more challenging at that level. So that changes year to year. One thing that doesn't change, though, RJ, man, is that there are really, really good teams, and there are state title contenders here. And the battles throughout the regular season through the district schedule really sets a lot of these DFW programs up for success in the playoffs, because they've already played some of their toughest opponents during the regular season before the playoffs even begin.
Let it rip, Patrick. Do your thing.
Here we go, man. So the number one team in the state, once again, the team that was the number one public school in America last year when it all settled, the DeSoto Eagles are back and loaded once again, looking for a three-peat. Claude Mathis, what he has done at DeSoto is unbelievable. They are, without question, the number one team in the state going into the year, the favorites to win another championship. They've got an awesome running back in Tiger Ryden. By the way, great nicknames on this team. Tiger Ryden. I mean, I'm loving that at running back. Booby Feaster, the wide receiver, one of the best wide receivers in America for, you know, it's just an outstanding talent. Dalen Singleton, another great wide receiver. DeSoto is loaded once again. I'm going to be surprised if they don't win another state championship in 2024. Their biggest rival is probably the second best team in the state, and that's Duncanville. They're also looking for a three-peat. They have probably the best wide receiver in America in DeCorian Moore.
Whoa.
You may have seen recently that he picked Oregon. He was that five-star recruit, and he could have gone anywhere in America. He's going to Oregon. I mean, and he is a phenomenal talent. They have their quarterback, Keelon Russell, is also a fantastic player as well. South Lake Carroll is loaded again, a little bit different this year with a new quarterback coming in, but their running game is going to be stacked. They have two really good running backs in Riley Wormley and Davis Penn. Riley Dodge is going to run the football behind a huge offensive line. And look, South Lake Carroll wins double-digit games every year. I expect that once again, and I expect them to be in the mix. North Crowley, what Coach Ray Gates has done there is really impressive. And their quarterback, Chris Jimerson, headed to North Texas after this year. Man, what a winner. And that program has become one of the best in DFW, and that's saying something. Their facilities are amazing. I think North Crowley is going to be awesome again. And then watch out for Denton Geyer as well. They have a transfer quarterback who came in this year. Look, Geyer's good every year, but Kevin Sperry transferred in. He's going to Oklahoma, so he's pretty good. And I think Denton Geyer has a chance to really have another phenomenal season once again. I have a few more from 6A we can get to in a minute, but I want to jump to 5A real quick. RJ, you were asking about those 5A programs. I mean, Aledo, can they win a 13th state championship? I mean, that's the big question. 13. They're replacing a lot, but they have the most in Texas UIL, Texas high school football history. Their best player, their wide receiver, Kadon Finley, is a junior, and he has offers from every school in America already. He's dynamic without question. South Oak Cliff has been in the state championship game 3 years in a row. They won it 2 years in a row and then lost it last year. Can they get back? Coach Jason Todd does a great job there at Sauk. They are loaded with talent once again, and I'm expecting the Golden Bears to have a bounce back year, a bounce back from losing in the state championship game. How about that? That's the standard that has been set at South Oak Cliff, and that's saying quite a bit. Denton Ryan, Coach Dave Hennigan, does a great job there. Their program is good, it seems like, every single year, but he's saying his offensive line might be the best he's ever had there. They've got a couple of big-time recruits, and I think they're going to be like just one of those mauling teams that runs the ball, and their defense is good. I think they're a state title contender as well. And then I mentioned Highland Park back in 5A from 6A. Randy Allen always has that program winning, but when they're playing at 5A too, I mean, it just feels like they even have a better shot at making a run for a state championship. So I'm watching the Scots closely. And then finally, maybe the most talented player that I think is in the area. I mean, there are quite a few, but a guy who doesn't quite get the pub that DeCorian Moore gets and some of these other great players who are awesome is Frisco Lone Star has a running back named Damian Gross. He's a five-star recruit. He's going to play all over the field, running back, wide receiver. They'll line him up sometimes in the Wildcat. I can't wait to watch him play tomorrow night against a really good Argyle team in that first game. But, I mean, it's the storylines are endless. Oh, I need to mention one other storyline too, boys, before I let you ask a question. I know I'm going a long time.
No, this is better.
Lovejoy is a program that has been on the rise for a while. They have this awesome wide receiver, Dalen McCutcheon. He's going to Florida State. He's going to be in studio with us this weekend on Inside High School Sports, getting an MVP bobblehead. Great kid, great player, but they've been on the rise. And then here out of nowhere, Coach Todd Dodge is back coaching Lovejoy this year, coming out of retirement. He won all the state titles at South Lake Carroll. He won a bunch of state titles at Austin Westlake. He retired, and now he's back. He loves going to those programs where it's a one-school town. Lovejoy is that. There are high expectations in Lovejoy, a lot of commitment to the athletics that are there. Lovejoy, the Leopards, could be one of those teams that makes a huge jump very quickly, and I'll let you know that we're going to see them in week two. I'll already tell you, our big game Friday, game of the week next Friday, is when Lovejoy plays at Highland Park. So it's going to be an see Todd Dodge there coaching at Highland Park against Randy Allen. That's going to be epic as well. But the storylines are endless, man. I could keep going on for hours with you guys here right now.
How the hell are you ripping off all this information? How are you learning all the incoming freshmen, the rising sophomore? Are you reading off a piece of paper right now? How are you learning and taking all this in?
This is football.
Man, it's one of those things where I love it. And I spend a ton of time working on it. Our producer for Inside High School Sports, Ward Fasold, and I mean, we talk high school football all year long about the kids who are transferring and hey, have you heard about this guy? I mean, it's our passion. It's something we care a lot about. And it's one of the reasons that I think our Inside High School Sports show has been so successful for years and years. This is my 8th year hosting Inside High School Sports. It's my 12th year hosting Big Game Friday on Fridays, being live at the games on NBC5. And, you know, when they gave me that assignment when I first started, it was one of those things like I couldn't wait because I grew up on high school football in Southern California. But the passion here is more than what the passion even was there, even though the programs out there are great. And I saw some great teams growing up out there. I mean, it's a love here in a community. It's all about community here. And so
you get, do you get recognized more at a high school stadium than like walking around AT&T?
I mean, there are definitely people who come up to me and shake my hand and say, thank you for covering high school sports the way you do often when I'm at a game, which is cool because it means that what I'm doing has value and meaning to the community that I'm there attending. So I think I love that, man. I'm all about it. I think that it's a really, really cool thing, and it's something I love doing. And I hope that shines through when I host this show. Again, if you love high school football, man, set your DVR. 10 a.m. every Sunday morning. Check out what we're doing, and I think you'll see it's a really, really cool show with highlights, recaps, interviews, everything you need to know to be an informed football fan with the guys who are going to be NFL stars someday. That's the cool thing. We had Myles Garrett in studio. We had Kyler Murray in studio, Quinn Ewers in studio. Before they were guys, Jackson Smith and Jigba, Marvin Mims. I mean, the list goes on and on of these guys, and I always tell them the same thing. Just don't forget the little people when you shake the commissioner's hand, okay? All right, don't forget where you started here now. They always laugh, but I'm like, I mean it, man. And it's cool to see these guys down the road and then be like, oh, yeah, I remember being, you know, like all those years ago when they were scared to be on TV. I love it. It's a really cool thing, and I love what we do at NBC5 for this, for the high school football community.
Pat Doney from NBC5 joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. All right, Pat, I know we talked about, you know, just the different top prospects who are around the state and you know, DeCorian Moore's great and everything like that. That's an Oregon commit, though. Let me talk about the Texas commit and from a city we were just at the other day out there in Sachse, Kalik Lockett, and give us kind of another overview of just some of the guys that maybe are going to be relevant to your Texas, Oklahoma, like some of those people who follow those college programs are there. Who are some guys they can watch that are seniors this year that are going to be entering those programs?
That's a great point, and I'm glad you mentioned Kalik Lockett because he is, again, one of those great wide receivers who I think is going to be a star in college and potentially a star in the NFL someday. You know who really has done a great job recruiting the area recently is Baylor. There are quite a few names of guys who I'm watching
about
closely
time.
who have big time. I'm telling you, this group that is headed to Baylor has something to it. I mean, they have the wide receiver Taz Williams out of Red Oak is a phenomenal player. We had him in studio week one. He's headed to Baylor. He's a really good player. Coppell's quarterback, Edward Griffin, a really good player. Coppell was undefeated in the regular season last year. What head coach Antonio Wiley did last year was special, and they have a lot coming back this year. So Coppell's going to be good, and Edward Griffin heading to Baylor is a big reason why. And then there's also at Richland, Michael Turner, their running back is special, man. He is a really good player. He's going to Baylor. So, I mean, there's quite a – and there are others as well. So I really have my eye on – I think Baylor has kind of snuck into – I've seen these rankings where they're like, oh, they're like 28th or 32nd in the country – But then I watch these guys who are making plays on Friday nights in DFW high school football, and that's saying something at the level of competition that's here. And the high number of them headed to Baylor, to me, has piqued my interest a little bit. Those are some of the guys to watch there for sure, though.
Now, those are the guys who are you know, kind of committed. You've got, you mentioned Booby Feaster, who is one of the, you know, most heavily recruited. In fact, I think he is the most offered player in the state right now, right, of the underclassmen. When you look at some of the underclassmen, some of the guys who are uncommitted, some of these sophomores and stuff, who are some of the guys there that you look at and say, hey, this is the next crop. These are the guys that, you know, you're going to be able to get a look at early.
I think that's a really good point, and that's the thing, is we're always trying to find the next guy and the next guy that's coming up. One guy who is a little bit known, who I think is getting ready to have a monster season again after he was really good as a sophomore last year, is 40 running back Jamion Osborne. Mm-hmm. I mean, and they're making this transition to 6A. They're in a really, really tough district. But I think what Jamion Osborne could provide there for the Jackrabbits is a great example of somebody who I think is getting ready to burst onto the scene even more in a program that's on the rise. So I'm watching him very closely. And then the thing is this isn't directly answering your question as far as the underclassmen, but I do think, I did want to mention before I forget, that I think Taps sometimes gets overlooked a little bit, you know, the private schools that are playing as well. And they have, there's two programs that everybody wants to pay attention and know is coming once again. Parish Episcopal is looking for a sixth straight state championship. Their quarterback, Sawyer Anderson, is one of those guys who, he's not an underclassman, he's going to be a senior, but because he's playing at Taps, he doesn't necessarily get the attention that some of these 6A programs and 5A programs get. Sawyer Anderson is awesome. He's headed to Purdue. He could have gone a lot of other places, but he wanted to go play with Graham Harrell there at Purdue. He was in studio with us over the weekend. He's great. And again, they're trying to win a sixth straight state championship there at Parish Episcopal, but they're going to have to now go through Jason Witten's Argyle Liberty Christian team, who won a state title in the level below them. Now Liberty Christian is on the same level as Parish Episcopal. So those two are playing against each other, a six-time state champion against Liberty Christian that, you know, had an awesome state championship run last year led by Jason Witten. So I'll be watching those schools really closely. We'll be at their game when they face off as our big game Friday game of the week as well.
Interesting. Hell of a recruiter there, yeah, that they got in Argyle.
You're the man, Pat. You're a machine. Thank you so much, man. And I know everyone will be watching. Keep up the great coverage. And thank you again.
Love you, boys. Have a great day.
Pat Doney, NBC5 on the D&M Leasing Hotline. We have to prep RJ's colon next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Here comes the 1-0. Swinging a hard hit ball deep into left. Jolks going back on this. Reaches up. It is beyond him, off the track and off the wall. Langford scores. Heim gets into third. It's an RBI double for Marcus Semien, the former Chicago White Sox. And the Rangers lead it 2-1.
Do you say the former White Sox or the former White Sox, as I think Hicks said?
I would say the former White Sox.
I would too. But it's like RBI and RBIs.
Yeah, I typically will say former White Sox or Red Sox, but I mean, I don't know, because it's spelled S-O-X too, and that's not technically plural anyway.
Did you say that he's a Red Sox fan or a Red Sox fan? I mean,
ooh,
I think
he's a Red Sox fan. He's a Red Sox fan. Red Sox fan to Sox fan is a lot easier of a choice than, I think Hicks said the former White Sox. Right?
Yeah. I mean, technically, that's their team name, the White Sox, so.
Like, are you a Ranger fan or a Rangers fan?
Rangers fan.
Rangers fan.
I'm a Ranger. I say, I leave the S off,
I leave
think.
The S off.
I don't know. I don't, I'm not married to one. Anyway.
You're not married to a Rangers fan?
Oh, God. God almighty. I see. I really need you to get refilled. I really do.
Or somebody just bring a bump.
You know? Below the belt coming up at 8:40 or go where? What was the story I sent you? $5 million of coke that was picked up here?
Yeah, five million. Where was that at? It was the $5 million of coke that was found where? I didn't get it.
I said I sent it to you.
You did not send it to me.
I didn't send it to you for Neighborhood Watch.
No, I asked you to.
Okay. Well, I was in Texas. Armin Katayan previews the college football season coming up at 9 o'clock. Nick Harris, DallasCowboys.com at 9:20. Oh, I know I didn't send it because I was complaining I couldn't just send it off my computer because of our phone differences. That's right. It's still in my, if I hit paste on my computer, the link would pop up right now because I copied it, but I didn't paste it.
I need you to get your refill. You'll remember things like that.
Wow. All right. So you got Corey Seager, Wyatt Langford, Jack Leiter, Kumar Rocker, and of course Travis Jankowski, all making news for your Rangers in the mini sweep of the White Sox yesterday. And Choppy, you were looking for any type of mention with a Jeff Passan piece talking about our future.
Early free agency preview. That's what Jeff Passan did. He did MLE's early free agency preview. Now there's some really good free agents out there this year. And he was just like, all right, let's just start the process because, you know, I mean, basically, between now and the end of the regular season and playoffs, that's about the time between the end of the regular season when the first guy will sign in Major League Baseball because it takes forever for these guys to sign. But the biggest one, obviously, is Juan Soto. You've got Corbin Burnes, who's the biggest ace attraction. You've got more players coming over from Japan. You've got Pete Alonso. You've got Max Fried, who's been one of the better pitchers. You got Blake Snell again and Matt Chapman and Alex Bregman. And Anthony Santander. And I went through this article, and I was like, okay, you know what? Just give me something to be happy about. Give me something to look forward to. How many teams were mentioned in this article? How many different teams that will be players in free agency were mentioned in this article? And the answer was 15.
Half the league.
And how many times were the Texas Rangers mentioned?
Anything? Which, by the way, are we believing that with the way free agency has stalled out and died as of late?
I mean,
or more people. Okay,
I think teams will kick the tires; they'll get scared off.
Is it a bigger impact on teams buying or teams selling because they all think with the extended wild card that you can be in it?
Well, in the off season, I would think that it would be more apt to buy.
You would think, and then more hesitant to sell.
More hesitant to sell
during the deadline.
Yeah, during the deadline. So, any mention of Rangers or defending champs or Texas, zero.
Yeah, they're broke.
Are we going to be looked at like a one and done Marlins? Who else is another one and done World Series champ?
Nationals.
Because at least the
Nationals,
the Marlins.
At least the Marlins like sold off. Like they went, all right, let's sell and regroup. Texas just has not been good enough.
In a 13-month time frame, this team spent $1 billion on free agents.
Mm-hmm.
Between DeGrom and Seager and Simeon. And here we are, zero mentions. Zero mentions when Juan Soto is up for free agency. Zero mentions when Corbin Burns. And zero, a guy right up their alley, Walker Buehler. Right? Because they love to get injured guys with upside. Right up their alley. Zero mentions.
Well, I mean, how sustainable is the business model of taking a large nest egg investment and spending like crazy at the very start? And then I don't know how sustainable that is. They spent $1 billion in two free agency periods, and then it's something where now they're kind of looking like they have to cut back.
Jerry Jones will tell you the same thing, right?
Sure. Some media companies will tell you the same thing.
Media is a company that'll tell you the same thing. It was a little bit disheartening to see this. Not even a mention. Not saying like, so even they put Seattle on here. They're like, you know, Seattle will kick the tires on Juan Soto and then they'll get scared off. That would have been great to read. Just kick the tires on these guys.
Which it was, who was it? It was Jim Bowden the other day had a note in his that he said Texas would be likely to gamble on Corbin Burns.
That'd be great.
That Corbin Burns, but again, it's because it fits kind of what they're looking at. Right. It's another TJ recovery guy.
I'm really excited for this coming out on Netflix. Starting Five is going to premiere on Wednesday, October 9th. And, you know, we've had all these different series. Drive to Survive, Formula One. Breakpoint, Quarterback, Full Swing, Receiver, Sprint, Full Speed. Netflix is just profiling all these people. My wife got into it with Rodeo in Texas and a bunch of the different track and field stars in the Olympics following around Simone Biles. I'm excited for this. They are going to track on and off the court Jimmy Butler, Anthony Edwards, LeBron James, Jason Tatum, and Domantas Sabonis, the random Marcus Mariota throw-in amongst these five. So the new Netflix,
he can play, unlike Marcus,
yes,
or Tatum.
So this is going to be following them around, and I mean, they obviously landed a whale in LeBron and Edwards. We know is probably fascinating. Jimmy Butler's fascinating. Jason Tatum, going to watch now because of the finals hatred, and then watch Sabonis will end up somehow being the surprise intrigue. But another reason to love, absolutely love, my three favorite athletes in the Metroplex right now, Jake Ferguson, DeMarvion Overshown, personality, and Derek Lively. And Derek Lively making Bobby Belt an even bigger fan of him during the Mavs schedule release video. Listen to who he mocked.
Well, I think we found it. Oh, we found it. We did it. We did it. People always wanted to know what would happen if I never found the egg. I guess we'll never know.
Dude, that's, we did it. God, I love him. I love him so much. So there's Lively mocking Tatum.
And Tatum's just in.
Rank the order here of these guys of your interest level to follow and watch.
Ant, Butler, LeBron, Sabonis, Tatum.
You're not interested to make fun of Tatum and pick it apart?
No, he's cringy. It's like I don't like watching cringy, uncomfortable things. And that is his whole life. He is a phony, fraudulent NPC personality.
Non-player character.
Mm-hmm.
He's Tatum's easily number one. He's for the exact reason that you don't want to watch him, because he's cringy.
It's going to be repeating, like we know, he repeats everything everybody else says.
Sure.
So nothing will be unique. It'll be all quotes that I've heard before, so
change.
I don't need
Maybe
any of it.
Maybe he's heard, he reads, listens, watches. Maybe he's heard the noise.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Maybe he'll say, you know, if you could change and I could change, everybody could change.
Who said that?
Rocky, you know, me, you, home team.
All right, child, let's get you prepped.
Well, I already got a call yesterday. I got a call yesterday from my GI, gastroenterologist, whatever it is, and they said, young man, ain't so young anymore. You turn 45 next month.
Whoa!
And your insurance pays for your colonoscopy at 45.
Oh.
So bend over, big boy. We're going in. And
you don't actually bend over for that.
You don't?
Have you had one?
Yep.
I thought they put you on a table.
They put you on your side.
Why did you have one?
That was when I had the, I thought I had like stomach cancer or whatever. I had dropped.
Bobby broke a nail and he's like, I need a colonoscopy.
Nope. This
chipped a nail.
This was, I couldn't eat anything for about 10 days without like throwing it up or having it come out the other end as, you know, not full. And I lost 12 pounds in a week. And the doctor's like, yeah, that's a lot. We need to look.
Was it misery?
No, I mean, the night before, the prep was not great. They used to make you chug the chalky mixture. Now they have you take like 20 pills in 3 hours.
So they got like, they're like, okay, so you
need to go Tuesday for you.
Then you need to go get exactly. These pills at the store and you got to start taking them like a couple of days ahead of time. And then, you know,
days ahead?
Well, like to prep. Then they give you the prescription stuff that you take. And that's the day before. But there's like other ones that are like vitamins. They want you to take like a couple days prior to that. You know, no, I can't do any like, I can't take any aspirin or ibuprofen or I think it's just Tylenol or something like that. It has to be acetaminophen. No alcohol for a few days prior to, I don't know how to do that one because I like that.
I mean, you haven't listened to the doctor before with that.
So. Yeah. That's true. Yeah, but they're going in, man. They said, you know, they're calling my cardiologist to make sure they're getting the okay.
Well, when should my dad expect a call?
That they can put me under. They don't expect any problems because I'm off my meds.
Good.
Thanks to Soda Weight Loss. So I'm going to schedule it. It's going to be for sometime in October. I guess I got to take a day off of work because you got to be completely prepped. I got to have somebody drive me and drive me home because they're going to put me out. So this is... Yeah, they're going to go in. They're going to go and, you know, they said, we'll burn off any polyps you've got up there.
Oh.
We'll just burn them off while you're in there. But it's like 30 to 40 minutes.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. I was clean. No polyps, no nothing else. I did, because I'm such a panicky individual, as they were getting ready to put me to sleep, my heart rate jumped about 50 beats per minute. And they were like, whoa, hold on.
He goes opposite. They're putting him to sleep, the heart rate goes up.
Oh, yeah. I went up to like one. I was at 80 and it went up to like 130.
Oh, my gosh.
Why the Cowboys might have the league's best pass rusher while also having one of the league's worst pass rushes. That's next and Below the Belt here on 105.3 The Fan. The great Bobby Belt.
You ruined the morning show.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not.
Over to you, Bobby.
The GOAT has his built-in excuse now for when he inevitably fails. More on that in just a second. First, ESPN, Seth Walder. You're a big fan of Seth Walder, are you not?
I like Seth.
Choppy?
I like Seth. I think the other guy's better.
Which one?
I don't know. Brian, is it Brooks? Burns?
Made a big impression on you.
Yeah, clearly. I don't remember his name.
Over at ESPN.
Casbar's better than all of them, though.
Over at ESPN, they have put out their ESPN analytics projections for the sack leaders in the NFL this season. And number one on the list is none other than Micah Effin' Parsons. Projected at 13.6 sacks, which is the same as Myles Garrett at number two, but it's just hundredths of a point higher. So Micah comes out a little bit ahead of Myles Garrett in this total. And that's actually a significant jump over third place Nick Bosa, who's 11.4. So they've got in their projections more than two sacks per game or more than two sacks over the course of the season projected for Parsons and Myles Garrett. And that would, you know, when you're talking about those analytics projections, which those models are generally pretty tight next to each other, two is significant. That's you're saying Garrett and Parsons, the analytics are saying they're significantly better than anybody else in the NFL. And number four on this list, after Nick Bosa's number three, number four on this list is a Pittsburgh Steelers pass rusher. Would you like to guess?
Is it not TJ Watt?
It's not TJ Watt. See, oh, you saw where I was going with that. It's
Greg Lloyd.
It's Alex It's Alex Highsmith. Who's on this
Alonzo's
list?
Alonzo's kid.
No, not Alonzo's kid. But Alex Highsmith is number four on this list, which just speaks to, I wanted to include that one because I know you love TJ Watt and that it was going to upset you to see that there was the difference there. Now, what's troubling about this list, it's great when you look at it and say, Micah Parsons, all the analytics seem to indicate he's going to be the top pass rusher in the NFL. That's great. That shows that, you know, they're going to still be able to generate a lot there. The problem is that the Cowboys, this ranks the top 50 pass rushers. The Cowboys don't have another pass rusher in the top 50 projected to lead the league in sacks. So
Mike is going to get them all. They don't need them.
The second most projected sacks on the roster is Oso Digizua with 5.5. And that is way behind the pace of everybody else. That ends up being around 80th in the league. And it's the largest gap, in fact, between the top projected sack leader and the number two on your team. It's the largest gap in the NFL.
Wow.
And this is after the Cowboys come off last year where CeeDee Lamb, being the top receiver in the NFL compared, or top receiver on the Cowboys compared to who was second on the team, that was the widest gap in the NFL.
Well,
this is that top heavy issue that we've talked about with the Cowboys, where the depth is not great.
This is what happens when, like, you know, this team, they generally, and look, you can't argue with the, I mean, they've won games, they've won a lot of games. This is what happens when you refuse to get rid of good players. The Cowboys don't get rid of good players that they have. They draft a player, he's good, they re-sign him. They don't make the decision of, like, you know what? We're not going to pay this position that kind of money. We're going to go find it in the draft. We'll just replace it. And this is kind of the byproduct of that.
So you look at the top 50, and then you look within the NFC East. Dallas has one in the top 50. The Washington Commanders have two. One of them is Dorrance Armstrong, who he said goodbye to. So Dorrance Armstrong could have been on here on this list. The Giants have three. The Eagles have three. And so you start thinking about, you've got six division games this year where if these projections are right and you've got consistent pass rush coming from these three teams and you have Cooper Beebe anchoring the middle as a rookie and Tyler Guyton, who, man, Broadus is starting to drive the train a little bit of concern that he has for Tyler Guyton.
Why?
Just not that he won't be good, but that he's going to be further behind than people are anticipating. Broadus thinks his hands are just not very good right now.
Oh.
That he's very athletic and he wins a lot just on his athleticism at times, but that his technique and his hands, he's like, his hands, he just misses guys sometimes, that he's not able to strike or punch guys.
You know, the funny thing is with that you read that Washington has three and Philadelphia has three, and both of those two teams have missed on a first round edge in the last 6 years. Eagles missed on Barnett, and
he was okay.
And then Washington missed on Chase Young.
Chase Young is on this list. Chase Young is projected 41st on this list with 7 sacks, even,
which is not what they expected when they took him. What, two?
I'm reading a lot of Jalen Carter hype, too, and improvement out of Philadelphia.
Jalen Carter's number 49 on this list. So yesterday afternoon, I went home, had to do an interview with NewYorkGiants.com.
Whoa!
So it was an NFC East roundtable, and Fran Duffy, who's there.
I've never been on a .com interview.
I'll put in a good word for you, okay?
I say no to websites.
Fran Duffy, who did... He did the Eagles portion of the roundtable.
Let's do podcast.
Right, I'm going to keep my joke. Fran Duffy, who did the Eagles portion of the broadcast, had talked about Jalen Carter is every bit of what people said he was going to be. I always felt like I had a lot of questions about Carter, not in terms of the ability, just in terms of the dude had so many red flags off the field and in the locker room. I just didn't know about the work ethic and everything. So I would never have felt comfortable taking him in the top 10 like Philly did and like a lot of other people did. I think if the Cowboys would have been in the top 10, I think they would have taken Jalen Carter. They weren't, but if they would have been in the top 10, they would have taken him there. But the word out of Philly is, yeah, not only just that Jalen Carter was really good last year, but that Jalen Carter will continue. They expect a leap this year and for him to be even better, like significantly better this year. So a lot of good pass rushers that you're going to be going up against this year inside the NFC East. And while Dallas may have the number one guy, it looks like as a group, as a collective, analytics are projecting this might be one of the lesser pass rushing groups in the NFL, even with the number one guy. Tom Brady. Tom Brady now has his out clause. We now know what his fallback will be when he inevitably is really bad at the broadcasting.
Oh, I love your bold takes. I like it. Strong opinions, bold takes.
I don't remember where you guys have fallen down on this. What's your anticipation for Brady year one? Do you think people are going to be clamoring for Olsen, or like, is there going to be any of that?
It's here. Tom is in an impossible spot because Greg Olsen won the sports Emmy for like football broadcaster of the year. Like, he's easily, to me, the best. He was easily the best last year of all the analysts. And it's, you're in a tough spot. Like, you're replacing him.
People don't want to like Tom. They already, like, don't want to like him.
And I do. I like Tom. I don't think he's going to be good at this. Because it's just, he's so, it's almost like he's so perfectionist, like, overthinker guy that even when we hear about some of his preparation stuff like that, I'm like, dude, this sounds like you're going to be too wooden with it. Like, you're going to be too, like, it must be this way. Like, there's going to be no feel to it for him. And that's the thing. Who do you think Brady's going to be more compared to more frequently? Is he going to be, are they going to go, who is he compared to Romo? Or is it going to be, who is he compared to Olsen? Or, like, what kind of a guy is he going to be compared to? Because I feel like the Romo comparisons are going to be the one he'll get initially.
I'm hoping he immediately becomes the best X's and O's explaining the play a little bit differently from other people. I'm hoping that.
It's like
he's this football genius out there.
I don't think he'll be as good as, like, Peyton when Peyton talks about the game as an analyst. Because as we know, Choppy, those who can't do teach. And that's why Peyton's is so much better, is because he couldn't do what Brady did.
Oh. Honestly, I don't think Peyton's very good.
Really? I think Peyton's fun. Great on the alternate cast.
Yeah, but the alternate cast.
Yeah, it's a talk show.
It's different.
Yeah, you're
right?
Lounging.
It's different. Like, it's not like you're breaking down the play and immediately with a telestrator.
Like, no one can have Peyton's personality. You know, Tom's not going to have that. Right. But I'm gonna say good. I'm going to say he's going to be good.
Well, here's his out clause. The NFL has ruled that they have put restrictions in place due to this minority ownership that Brady has with the Las Vegas Raiders. So because of that, the quote from ESPN, it says the league confirmed to ESPN that among the restrictions, Brady will not be permitted to be in another team's facility. He will not be permitted to witness practice and would not be permitted to attend broadcast production meetings, either in person or virtually.
If this gets passed through,
that this is not. Yeah, that this will be something that when this gets put in place, which it's likely to.
Whoa.
Is that he's not going to be able to do any of those things. And that lack of access is a big deal, because that's where you get all the nuggets of, like, oh, you know, I was talking to this coach this week. They told us to look for this all in right, this instance.
Rename the things he can't do again.
He's not allowed to be in another team's facility.
Okay.
Not allowed to watch practice. Not allowed to participate in broadcast production meetings in person or virtually. So he can't talk to anybody.
Choppy, am I making too bold of a take? And I feel like you might be about to say what I am.
That you don't care?
That he could get away. It doesn't matter. It wouldn't matter that much. It wouldn't stop him from being able to broadcast the game.
People in this market have covered the Cowboys without watching practice for a lot of years. So some of them never.
Yeah, as long as he studies the game tape enough.
Well,
maybe he makes a phone call. Can he have contact? Can he pick up the phone?
That's not specified. I think the fact that he's not allowed to be part of broadcast production meetings virtually in person would speak
you
to
might,
that.
Okay, you might be able to, I don't know, you pick up two nuggets per week by going there, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, like it's like a, they said they were there. They said they were going to be, they said be ready for some trickery.
The trick play.
So he misses out on that. I don't know. Like if you're a smart football guy, I'm sure he could figure out what they're going to do. This isn't rocket science.
All right. So, Bob, predict the timeline. Tom broadcasts how many games? Then Raiders ownership is implemented. Then he has to leave the booth.
I think what'll happen is that if he's bad at it, he'll say, can't, I got to do my Raiders thing. If he's good at it, he'll drop his ownership with the Raiders I think he's building in.
Hedging.
Is he getting like 35 a year to broadcast? Or
it was
more?
10.
I'm not hedging. He's hedging. And I think 2 years, he's 2 years on this job and then he's out.
Below the belt on your home of the Cowboys Thursday edition with Sean Treve, RJ Choppy and Roberto, the longtime big-time name reporter, Armin Katayan. He's got Nick Saban 9/11. He's got Jim Harbaugh Michigan drama. He's got everything you need to know to get you set for the college football season. And Armin Katayan will join us live for another Whale Alert on Sean and RJ.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,